It all sounds a little bit Spider-Man, but it's claimed dodgy knees and back problems could soon be a thing of the past thanks to a new technique that uses silk from spiders' webs to replace damaged joints. An Oxford-based company has been awarded a £1.6 million grant to develop the technology, which can be used to repair cartilage. Earlier, I spoke to Nick Scare, who's the CEO of Orthox, the company behind the technology.
At Orthox, we're making medical devices out of silk, which will help repair and regenerate parts of the body that have been damaged. So, for example, the cartilage in the knee acts as a shock absorber, but it's actually very poor at repairing itself if it gets damaged. Our devices are made out of mulberry caterpillar silk, which is the same silk which shirts and ties are made from, but it's actually been used in humans in the form of stitches to sew up wounds for a very long period of time and very successfully. But instead of looking like silk thread, our devices, I guess, look a bit like very holy sponges, or scaffolds as we call them, which we've actually learnt to make by studying how spiders spin silk. It's one of the reasons why we've called the technology Spiderex. Spider silk is really remarkable stuff. It's 6 times the strength of high tensile steel while being incredibly elastic as well, and that makes it one of the toughest substances known to man. But I guess what makes it so exciting from our perspective is that it's also a protein, like several found in the human body. And it's actually absorbed by the human body. So by emulating the properties of spider silk in Spiderex, we've developed a material which has really great potential for healing injuries. And our Spiderex scaffolds will actually encourage the body's own cells to grow into them and then repair the damaged or missing part of the body. And then in time they're absorbed by the body, so you're just left with the healed new tissue.
How far could you take this technology?
I think we can take it a long way, but what we're focusing on to begin with is the knee cartilage in the body. Firstly, a lot of us do sport and for a lot longer in life as well, and therefore there's great wear and tear to the knee. I mean, famously, sportsmen often injure their knee cartilage. Michael Vaughan is a good example, the former cricket captain who's had a history of knee cartilage problems. And another thing is that the human race is unfortunately getting heavier, which puts pressure on the knee. And we're living longer as well, which leads to more wear and tear on the knee cartilage. And knee cartilage injuries are really serious. Without potential treatment like ours, then they can lead to severe arthritis. And that in turn can lead to replacement of the whole knee joint. So knee replacements are now costing the NHS more each year than total hip replacements, and that's estimated at nearly £1 billion by 2010.
Is this fairly unusual, then, using animals or insects to solve these human problems?
I guess it is unusual, yeah. I mean, this is a really innovative technology, certainly, which is something, you know, that we're famous for in the UK. That's why we're so delighted to have been awarded this money. Without the Wellcome Trust support of £1.6 million, which we're announcing today, projects like ours would really struggle in getting into the operating theatre and helping patients to resume a normal and active life.
That was Nick Scare from Orthox, the company which developed the spider's web technology.